Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're taking a look at AI and, your career.
Oh, very relevant these days.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, it feels like every day brings a new headline about AI taking over the world.
So great.
We've got to cut through the noise, right? Figure out what's real, what's hype, and most importantly, what it all means for your career.
Absolutely. And you've sent over some really fascinating articles on this. You're curious about how AI is impacting hiring, productivity, and even career advancement.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like AI is touching every part of our lives these days, even our career. So I thought it'd be great to bring in an expert, someone who could help us connect the dots. So welcome.
I'm thrilled to be here and to dig into these sources with you.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. One of the articles you shared talked about this guy, Nathan Blaine. He's the head of AI for job matching at Korn Ferry. And he was at a tech conference where an AI solution actually identified the ideal candidate for a position, like right there on the spot.
Wow.
It's crazy, right? I mean, talk about efficiency.
That's incredible. It really highlights how AI is changing the hiring landscape.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, you know, maybe instead of just focusing on finding a job, we should be thinking about attracting it, like building the right online presence so the AI can find us.
It's almost like the focus is shifting from actively searching for a job to passively attracting it, right?
Like AI is kind of flipping the script on us.
Definitely. And Chris Cantarella, who also works at Korn Ferry, talks about how AI can analyze your social media presence and actually give you personalized advice on how to improve it to make you more attractive to potential employers.
So it's not just about having the right keywords on your resume anymore.
No, not at all.
It's about your whole digital footprint.
Exactly. Your online persona is becoming just as important as your resume.
Wow. Okay, so this is where it gets a little scary for him. The article mentioned how AI can actually predict potential gotcha questions that might come up in an interview, like based on your online activity.
Yeah, I read that too.
Is that even legal? Feels kind of big brother-ish to me.
Well, it definitely raises some ethical questions about privacy and how this data is being used. But from a practical standpoint, it means job seekers need to be even more strategic about what they're putting out there online.
Right, like anything you post could come back to haunt you in an interview.
Exactly. You have to be mindful of your digital footprint because AI is watching and it's learning, it's analyzing everything.
So, like, how does this AI even work when it comes to social media? I mean, does it really understand what we're saying, or is it just looking for keywords?
That's a really good question. And the answer is a little bit of both, but it's getting more sophisticated all the time. AI is using something called natural language processing, or NLP, to try to understand the meaning behind our words, the sentiment, the tone, even our personality traits.
NLP.
Yeah, natural language processing.
So it's not just like a basic keyword search.
No, it's going much deeper than that.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, but also kind of scary, you know? Like,
yeah.
It feels like AI is taking some of the humanity out of the hiring process.
I understand that concern, but it's also important to remember that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It's up to us to ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly in the hiring process.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we choose to use it.
Exactly. And that's a conversation we need to be having right now as AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Okay, well, that's definitely a lot to think about. But I'm curious, you know, what about those who are already employed? Can AI help with career growth, even if you're not actively looking for a new job?
Absolutely. In fact, AI can be your secret weapon when it comes to career advancement.
Ooh, okay. I like the sound of that. Secret weapon, huh?
Well, we've got to unpack that in the next section.
All right, cliffhanger. We'll be right back after a short break. So before the break, we were talking about how AI can be a secret weapon for career advancement.
Exactly.
And I'm really curious to hear more about that because, you know, I think a lot of people think of AI as this threat to their jobs.
Right.
But it sounds like it could actually be a really powerful tool for growth.
It definitely can be. One of the articles you sent actually mentioned AI being used for career counseling.
Whoa, like a robot therapist for your career.
Uh-huh. Not quite a robot therapist, but it's getting close.
Yeah.
AI can analyze your skills, your experience, your interests, even your personality traits, and then suggest career paths you might not have even considered.
Like, it could tell me I should be a lion tamer or something.
Well, maybe not a lion tamer, but it could identify hidden talents or skills that you might not even be aware of.
Okay, that makes sense.
And suggest careers that align with those strengths.
Yeah.
It's like having a personalized roadmap for your professional journey.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Especially these days when everything's changing so fast. Like, think about all the jobs that didn't even exist a few years ago, right?
Absolutely.
AI could help people make those transitions, more smoothly.
Right. Jason Burt, who's a vice president at Korn Ferry, he talks about how AI can be incredibly valuable for helping people adapt to new roles as industries evolve.
So it's not just about, like, finding a job.
No.
It's about navigating your whole career path.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's about staying ahead of the curve and making sure your skills are relevant in the future job market.
Okay, so that's the career counseling part. Mm. But this is where it gets really mind-blowing to me. The article also talked about AI analyzing body language during, like, interviews and presentations.
Right.
So is it like having a little AI coach, like whispering in your ear, telling you to smile more or make eye contact or something?
It's not quite that intrusive, but you're on the right track. AI can actually pick up on these subtle cues that we humans might not even be aware of.
Hmm.
You know, like whether you're coming across as nervous or bored or even, disingenuous.
Okay.
And it can provide, like, real-time feedback so you can adjust your behavior accordingly.
Okay. Blaine called it time feedback during interviews and presentations.
Yeah, exactly.
So not only can AI help you find the right job, it can also help you, like, actually improve your performance during the interview.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human interaction. It's about augmenting it.
Augmenting.
Yeah, enhancing our capabilities. Think of it like this. AI can give you the data and insights you need to become a better communicator, a more engaging presenter, and ultimately a more successful professional.
So we should, like, embrace AI instead of fearing it.
Exactly. It's a tool. Yeah. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad, but it's up to us to harness its power and use it to our advantage.
Okay, that's making me rethink the whole robots are taking over narrative.
Yeah, it's not about robots versus humans. It's about humans and robots working together.
Collaboration.
Right, collaboration. That's the future of work.
Okay, so we've talked about AI's impact on, like, hiring and even career advancement, but I'm still curious about the bigger picture. Like, how is all of this going to impact the future of work as a whole?
Well, one thing's for sure, AI is already transforming the workplace, and the pace of change is only going to accelerate.
Right.
In fact, Gartner predicts that by next year, 70% of white-collar workers will be interacting with AI in some capacity.
70%?
Yeah, 70%.
Wow, that's a huge number.
It is. It is. It means AI is not just some, like, futuristic concept.
Right.
It's becoming part of the fabric of our work lives, you know.
So, like, is the average person going to be left behind in this like, AI-powered workplace?
Not necessarily. The key is to understand that AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to us as individuals and as a society, to shape how AI is developed and implemented in a workplace.
So it's not just about learning, like, technical skills.
No.
It's about adapting our mindset and being open to new ways of working.
Exactly. The future of work is all about adaptability and lifelong learning.
Lifelong learning.
Yeah, it's about constantly evolving your skills and staying ahead of the curve.
So instead of fearing AI, we should see it as, like, an opportunity to like, level up.
Precisely. AI can actually free up human workers to focus on those higher level tasks. You know, the things that require creativity, critical thinking, those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate.
So it's not human versus machine.
No.
It's about, like, finding ways for humans and machines to work together more effectively.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from how AI is transforming hiring to how it can help us advance our careers and even reshape the future of work. But, like, where do you think all of this is headed? What are your thoughts on the future of AI and careers?
That's a tough one, The future is always uncertain, but I think it's safe to say that AI is going to become even more deeply embedded in our lives, both professionally and personally.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's like, it's exciting, but also a little, unnerving. Like, we're standing on the edge of this massive shift, and we don't really know what's on the other side.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. I don't think we should be afraid of AI. It's a tool, right? And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Right.
It all comes down to how we choose to use it. So the real question is, how can we, all of us, harness the power of AI to create a better future, especially in the world of work?
That's a really good question. I mean, we've talked about how AI can help us find jobs, you know, improve our skills, even adapt to these constant changes in the workplace.
Right, exactly.
So there's definitely potential for good there.
There is. And it's all about being proactive, you know, not just waiting for the future to happen to us, but actively shaping it, using AI to create the future we want.
So, like, what's step one? If someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, I'm ready to embrace this AI future, but where do I even start? What would you tell them?
I think the most important thing is to cultivate a mindset of lifelong learning. The skills that are in demand today might be completely irrelevant tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to stay curious, you know, be adaptable.
It's like that old saying, the only constant is change. And it feels like with AI, that change is happening faster than ever.
It really is. So yeah, embrace the challenge, explore those online learning platforms, experiment with some AI-powered tools, connect with other people who are passionate about the future of work.
Yeah, like find your tribe.
Exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like the future belongs to those who are willing to, you know, to learn, to grow, to adapt.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what strikes me is that AI has this incredible potential to, like, democratize knowledge and opportunity. You know what I mean?
That's a great point. AI can level the playing field, you know?
Yeah.
Give people access to these personalized learning experiences, career guidance, things that maybe weren't available to everyone in the past.
Right, right. So it's not just AI changing the world of work.
Right.
It's AI changing the world, period.
I like that.
And, well, I guess that brings us back to the question we started with, right? Is AI a friend or foe? I think, based on everything we've talked about today, the answer is it depends. It can be both, right? It all comes down to how we choose to use it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The future of work, heck, the future of our world, it's in our hands.
Well, that's a powerful thought to leave us with. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into AI and careers.
It's been my pleasure.
We hope you learned something new today and that you feel, I don't know, maybe a little bit more empowered to navigate this AI-powered future.
Me too.
So until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.